everybody back in the second unit, even the nickel back. Does that mean Coach Roof can call more complex coverages, or do you just try and get really good and keep it simple?
Our main goal is, you know, just to get really good and keep it simple. I mean, when things get complex, that's when, you know, we start thinking a lot, and then that's when you start to see, you know, our eyes and our technique go bad. So,
how does your familiarity with one another in the back help you all play better? In what way does that enable you to be better as a secondary?
Well, we all know we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, so we know, you know, where each other needs help sometimes, and so we are able to, you know, make those checks, make those adjustments in order to, you know, help that person in the aspect that he needs. So.
So when you say you know each other's strengths and weaknesses, does that mean sometimes one of you might anticipate a possible problem that a guy might have if a certain route combination is run or something like that? So
right.
You might cheat a little about your direction?
Right, yeah, exactly what it means. So, you know, if we have, you know, a certain call made and we know, you know, a certain guy can't, you know, one of his weaknesses in that coverage is, you know, a certain, you know, thing, then we're able to anticipate where, you know, where to go in that aspect, as well as, I mean, watching film. So, you know, anticipation, that's, you know, what we're really big on, you know, in terms of, you know, each other's strengths and weaknesses. So.
Your name's come up a few times when your teammates have been asked to name some leaders on either side of the ball, on defense and so forth. I don't know if that surprises you or doesn't appear to surprise you, but how do you grow into a leadership role? I mean, Coach pointed out earlier, you can't make a leader. You can't tell someone you got to be a leader. That's not the way it works. How does it happen?
Well, in high school, I was, you know, more of a vocal leader than I am now. I kind of, you know, I kind of came in, you know, and I took on, you know, watching people, and, you know, we didn't really have any vocal leaders like that. You know, as I, you know, came in and I saw that's what we really needed. Me, Lawrence, and a couple other guys, you know, we took on that role to be more vocal in aspects, you know, of the team, because that's what we really needed, you know, in this aspect of time. And, you know, the team really, you know, seems to cope well with it. And, you know, I appreciate them for, you know, considering me a leader of the team. You know, it's pretty much a great deal. In my
Are you
opinion.
Comfortable being more vocal, or is it something you have to kind of force a little bit?
No, I'm definitely comfortable with it. I mean, because I know that we have, you know, the athletes and, you know, the capabilities on this team to, you know, go to the championships, that, you know, the ACC championship, the national championship. I know we have, you know, those abilities too. It's just the willingness to bring that out of guys, that, you know, oh yeah, you can do this, you can do that, you know, but you have to believe in yourself. So, you know, being vocal, you know, brings that out of them. So
by contrast, AJ Gray seems like a pretty quiet guy. Is that a fair observation, or is he talk more?
Well, I would say from outside, that's fair, but in the locker room, he's pretty talkative. I mean, that's like one of my best friends on the team, and, you know, me and him being, you know, the starting safeties, you know, we pretty much, that's like my brother, so he's pretty talkative, you know, very joking, and, you know, pretty fun guy.
What gets him talking a lot?
Usually if you just crack jokes. Cracking jokes, he'll open up to you.
How do you feel about the pass rush this year? And, you know, obviously with the experienced secondary, you guys can make some plays. So how do you think they've looked at all in terms of Sean and making, you know, getting the pass rush going to let you guys make explosive plays?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The front end, yeah, those guys, you know, were coming in, you know, with, you know, Keyshawn and Antonio Simmons off the edge and, you know, those guys in the middle. So I think they have great experience and, you know, if we get that, you know, up front, that pass rush up front, we can do our job in the back end. And we do our job in the back end, they can do their job up front. So everything ties together, and, you know, I'm ready to see them go.
You guys think you're ready to make some cover sacks for them this year?
Definitely.
How did the changes in the defense after the Carolina game last year, where some of the coaches have kind of shrunk things down. How much? What did that do for you guys?
Well, it just made the game simpler. When the game plan is simple, we're able to play fast. You know, when we're able to play fast, we're able to make plays. And, you know, that's pretty much what happened. You know, we went in, I believe, after the North Carolina game and talked to Coach Roof to see if we can, you know, symbolize the game plan. And he made those changes for us. And, you know, we made plays when it was time.
I remember you and at Topgolf in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Like, you and PJ were talking to Coach Roof, and he was kind of asking, like, do you feel comfortable with this?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a lot of stuff like that going on where you was really kind of getting a sense of what other guys want to play or what do they feel good about playing?
Yeah, and definitely. I mean, with Coach Roof, I mean, he's a great guy. And he's just basically trying to, you know, get a feel for, you know, our style of play. And I think, you know, with me being a fifth year, he definitely, you know, knows my style, knows, you know, what I like and what I dislike. So he's able to make those calls in a sense of, you know, the team aspect as well. So he knows how we'll react to, you know, certain calls as well. So, I mean, I pretty much think he knows, you know, playing, if we play, you know, keep the game plan simple, we're able to play fast and, you know, not think a lot. And when we think a lot, that's when things, you know, go bad. So
is there any reason to think that just the way you guys finished that you can pick up and kind of build on that going into?
Definitely. I mean, we're coming off the season with a lot of momentum, you know. What was it, 4-game win streak? So, I mean, it's pretty pumped up going into this season, you know, to keep things rolling. So
using that phrase, keeping it more simple, is that a phrase that's maybe used too much and it's not really realistic as how things really work?
Nah, I would say, you know, keeping it more simple, I mean, it's, you know, pretty self-explanatory. I mean, that's really what we're looking to do, is keep it simple, because, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, you know, when we get into, you know, having 3 or 4 checks for, you know, one specific motion, or, you know, that's where things, you know, get really complicated and we start, you know, scratching our heads. So, you know, during the game, and then we go to the sideline trying to make adjustments, and it's just too much at one time. So, you know, keeping it simple, sticking to, you know, what we know is pretty much what.
So it's all about the checks.
Definitely.